Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
Hey guys, it's Andrew, and if you don't know by now, I have a feature film thriller movie that I wrote and directed coming out called An Angry Boy. I'd love for you to check it out. You have to at least see some footage, and I want you to join us for the online world premiere as well, which is only available through Kickstarter, and you need to hurry because time is running out. So when you get to work or when you get home, go to Kickstarter and look up An Angry Boy, and you'll see our cool throwback poster, along with videos about the making of the movie and a sneak peek. I hope to see you there, because I'll be doing a live Q&A after the movie, and no matter where you are in the entire world, you can log on and watch with us. Now, enjoy the episode. Welcome to Twisted News, where we cover some of the most freaky and strange stories happening all around the world. I'm Andy Fitzgerald, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new here or are a fan of our podcast, please rate and subscribe and head over to our Scary Mysteries YouTube page if you'd like to watch this episode instead. Now for today, we're going to head over to Northern California to let you know about an ongoing abduction case, the one about 16-year-old Kylie Rodney, which has an interesting development, as well as the story of a man who claims to have no recollection of committing the terrible crime of murdering his wife. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. 16-year-old abducted. Parties and gatherings are supposed to be fun and exciting, with carefree crowds enjoying the vibes and ambiance. But it's a scary thought to think that not everyone who goes to gatherings or parties has fun. Some head there with sinister plans in their minds, while others use these big events as a last hurrah before they disappear. This is the mystery that surrounds the disappearance of a 16-year-old who attended a huge gathering in her town. Kylie Rodney, from Truckee, Northern California, initially planned to go to Reno, Nevada with her mother, Lindsay, on the evening of August 5th. However, the teenager changed her mind and her plans during the day, and Kylie told her mother that she'd instead attend a senior farewell party happening at the Prosser family campground, also on that Friday. Locals describe the campground as a well-known location where teenagers go to hang out. Even parents consider the spot a safe place and space for their kids to go to. However, during that party, the campground was not only hosting local partygoers, but also other teens and young adults from other nearby schools and communities. It was later revealed that the head count there may have been around 100 to 300 in total. During that evening, Kylie texted her boyfriend, 16-year-old Jagger Westfall, that she was going to head to the party. Jagger later shared that his reply to her was to be safe and to avoid doing anything stupid. At about 10 that evening, Jagger was still in contact with Kylie. He shared that he was texting her about something that had happened to him during the day. He shared that Kylie's replies were very empathetic. However, that was the last message Jagger received from Kylie, and that was 10:30 in the evening. While at the party, Kylie and three friends met up. One of these friends was Samantha Smith, who was 18 years old, and she was supposed to get a ride home with Kylie. However, as the night wore on, Samantha became aware that Kylie was also drinking and figured she might not be in the best shape to head home with. According to Samantha, at about 12:30 in the morning, on Saturday, August 6th, Kylie called her and exchanged good nights and an I love you with her friend. Samantha also told her to get home safe. Little did she know that this conversation would be the last one that anyone would ever have with Kylie again. The following morning, Kylie's parents and friends became concerned about the teenager's safety and whereabouts when she had failed to show up for a hiking trip with other friends. Authorities from the Placer County Sheriff's Office started to investigate her disappearance, and their investigations naturally started at the campground, but they soon learned that Kylie's vehicle, a 2013 Honda CR-V in silver, was also nowhere in sight. They also discovered that sometime after midnight, Kylie's phone had been out of service, noting that the possible last contact Kylie made was that call to Samantha, later which she shared with authorities. This then prompted the investigation to be tagged as an abduction. Investigators believe that this may be plausible because Kylie was intoxicated and vulnerable. If she had attempted to drive home, it was likely that she couldn't have gotten too far or would have been in an accident which would have been reported. Because she was nowhere to be found and there was no accident, the possibility that someone was involved in her disappearance seemed difficult to dismiss. In an interview, Jagger shared that he and Kylie's father actually taught her different ways to get out of sticky situations, as well as how to defend herself, which fueled his belief that Kylie was still alive and well. Very recently, though, a car that was submerged in Prosser Lake near the campground was discovered, and inside were the remains of a human body. Authorities then said it was most likely that of Kylie's, and an autopsy since then has determined it was in fact her. While the speculation that she had been abducted proved to be false, as this was now determined to be an accident, it's thanks to the tireless search efforts of many people in the community that Kylie was finally recovered, be it under very tragic circumstances. You guys like to stay healthy out there, and nowadays, part of your daily health routine can be as easy as chewing on some delicious Goli gummies. Truthfully, I don't always eat my greens like I'm supposed to, which is why I love their Super Greens gummies. They have all the good stuff you need, and a daily dose of these tasty morsels has more vitamin B6 than 2 cups of asparagus, more vitamin A than 62 Brussels sprouts, and more zinc than 26 cups of kale. That's a lot of good stuff. So you can eat all those sprouts and asparagus, or just eat 4 Goli gummies that taste amazing. And the choice to me seems pretty obvious. Give them a try today by going to go.goli.com/scarymysteries, and you'll be brought straight to the checkout page with our amazing discount already applied. It can't get easier than that. Once again, that's go.goalie.com/scarymysteries and make Goalie part of your wellness routine today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number 2, man can't remember. Marriage is a union of two people who have chosen to spend their lives together, to live for better or for worse. Just with that line alone, married couples are expected to stay and grow old together, despite the challenges that may come between them. Yet, though, this isn't always the case, as there are also stories of many failed marriages where either one or both of the couples suffer through different forms of abuse and other plausible grounds for divorce or annulment of marriage. A Singaporean couple of 27 years regularly went on holidays, usually multiple times a year, one of which always included their three sons. In the latter part of 2021, Fong Hurt Fong and Peck Ying Ling, known as Evelyn Peck, both age 51, went on a European trip. In December, they were in Newcastle, England, staying at the County Apart Hotel. Their eldest son also lived in the same city, attending a university. It wasn't really clear when exactly the argument started, but somehow conversations regarding a disagreement were being exchanged by the couple. According to Fong, these conversations started after a hospital visit he had while they were in Inverness, Scotland, earlier in their trip. These conversations eventually led to arguments. Evelyn was insisting that they cut their trip short due to the health conditions Fong was suffering from, and apparently, Evelyn kept nagging at her husband, which somehow led to a tragic event that not even Fong could remember. In the early morning of December 6th, at around 7 in the morning, police responded to a call at the location. They found Evelyn lying on the bed, her head covered with a pillow and her legs dangling off the edge of the bed. She wasn't responsive, and she wasn't breathing despite attempts to resuscitate her, and she was then pronounced dead at the scene. During the investigation, authorities learned that Fong, during the argument, might have lost it and smothered his wife with a pillow to stop her from nagging, and this was also what the prosecutors believed. However, Fong insisted that he doesn't remember this happening at all. According to his statement during the trial, he found himself on the sofa, and when he got up, he saw Evelyn on the bed with a pillow over her head. When she was unresponsive, that's when he called the police. And it was also after this horrifying incident when Fong texted their eldest son to let him know that he hurt their mother and that she's dead. The rest of the message allegedly included, "I just lost it. I tried to cover her mouth to shush her. I just lost it." Within 24 hours, Fong was arrested under suspicion of murder and then was charged with it. He initially pleaded not guilty, with the trial starting on the 1st of August of 2022. However, after just 8 days, Fong changed his plea to guilty. Despite claiming not to remember what exactly happened, as well as him doing it to stop Evelyn from nagging, he accepted that he did cause her death, with the speculation that he must have blacked out and lost it and smothered his wife with a pillow. On August 12th, Fong received a life sentence with a minimum of 12.5 years in prison. He also faced the fact that their sons have now lost both their parents because of an argument that he still claims to not remember. So there were two of the most intense and tragic news stories that we have for you today. If you guys like this episode, make sure that you stay tuned and check out more. If you're interested in other stories that are discussed more in depth, you gotta go check out our other podcast called Everytown. You'll find the links down in the description box of this episode. Until next time, I'll see you soon.